This is Equinox 199, the voice of the painter. This goes out to all the artists. Stay creative and make sure you get paid that paper.
Let's go! You're moving too slow. I gotta move faster. The splash paint on book from catastrophic canvas to disaster.
Yeah. Don't play with a painter's paper.
Please.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Look.
Don't play with a painter's paper. Or use your face and get creative with a razor.
First off, I'm a painting giant, blazing, vibing. Hey, let's create while riding through another great day in my neighborhood. Watching Toronto's rose blossoms, the flavor's good. A fat selection, a vast complexion. Colors remind me of a spray can collection. Excuse, don't mean to be rude. Soon as she found out I painted, she wanted a pose for me nude.
What? Looks like you got big thighs like Peter Jackson.
Well, I'm a TUC in a heat of action. EQ, making moves like a nomad. Now everybody wanna jump on a gonad. Critics say my bounce is infectious. Listeners say I'm astounding with lectures. Women say they never found this much pleasure. Businesses say I got a sound little venture. Yeah, that's cause my sound's an adventure. Magic on canvas and I'm proud of the texture. Made to refrain from vanity, but major paper will make sure my fam and I maintain our sanity. So,
don't play with a painter's paper.
Please.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Look.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
All that day you won't create, you'll slice your face with a razor.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Please.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Look.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
All that day you won't create, you'll slice your face with
I
a razor.
I run with art lords. They use paintbrushes like sharp swords. Same target, your heart. Dartboard, battling dark forms between the casket and the fetus. Shadow boxing my masterpieces. Yeah, slash your life with a palette knife. First things first, never leave the canvas white. I'm in my study, treating my easel like Bruce Lee on a wooden dummy. I lace my blood on a page so that my trap words could escape. The acid flood in my veins, Equinox could rock just me and the Casio. Master of light and dark like Caravaggio. What you know about sitting 60 hours in a painting? To the painting starts whispering strange things.
No canvas, intuitive truth. Paint my naked radiance, I'll shine
exclusively for you. Don't play with a painter's paper.
Please.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Look.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Or use your face and get creative with a razor.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Please.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Look.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
All that day you won't create, you'll slice your face.
This is your unsung sculptor. Coming up after 100 failures. These are volcanoes erupting under glaciers. The struggle of a painter, a whisper from the darkness.
Those are truly no freedom.
Or the prisoner, an artist. So how you spending your days? Designing, not days. There's a slave in a maze. Painting portraits of brown-faced angels. Spitting snakes on pages, trying to stay faithful. Maintaining with this riot inside of me. I never find freedom, waiting for society. Society's filled with ancient laws. Kings that are executing artists just to gain applause. Yeah, but I got my B.A. Black artists that don't give a blood clot about the he say. Pay the painters proper paper so my black people stay creative, not turn to straight labor. But I'm not gonna be a starving artist. I leave that shit to the common novice. I'm a seedling, watches my promise blossoms. Lost principle and I'm locked in concept. These are sonic splashes on canvas. Give me the freedom to eat or get caught by the madness. I paint pictures with my mouth like a quadriplegic. And get with some dead press cause I'm on that get free tip.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Please.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Look.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Or use your face and get creative with a razor.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Please.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
Look.
Don't play with a painter's paper.
All that day you won't create, you'll slice your face with a razor.
What's up, Jigsaw? Bookworm, you a wizard? Yeah.
You know the king of what? King of staff.
You are about to bear witness to the unexpected.
To the unexpected.
A new beginning.
A new beginning.
The alpha, 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 alpha.
Okay. Okay. We'll be right back.
King of Staff.
Style. A good style piece will look good without designs in it. You got these people that throw billions and billions of designs to hide their style because their shit is so whack.
Yeah. Yo, 9:30 in the PM, my man DJ Sirius has stepped up on the ones and twos, destroying it, killing it, murdering it, all those type of adjectives. Planet P is in the house.
What?
DJ FaZe is in the house.
What?
Sandra's in the house.
What?
Yo, you're part of the team already still. Stylistic Endeavors, baby. 9:30, we keep the improvisational vibe always going strong. But we wanted to talk about a great new endeavor that you've undertaken.
Yes.
Right downtown, in the heart of downtown Toronto.
Yeah. 306 Adelaide Street West, Moja Tea Gallery. It's a tea gallery and an art bar. So
crazy.
It's a really cool thing. We have loose leaf teas. We're making iced teas that are made to order fresh, with fresh juices and... really, really good. And then obviously we have an art gallery that we have within the whole tea gallery.
And the featured artists right now are?
Elixir and Dig Dug.
So you might know some of those artists from around the city. There's a mural up as well that they contributed.
Yeah, they both put murals on the wall, and then we're going to have some art hanging for them to also sell.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. There we have some night of the opening. So the opening, everyone, is July 20th.
Yeah.
We're going to have quite a few things happening. We have a few DJs coming through past just to, you know, keep things crazy and different. We have Mel Boogie, Son of Soul,
crazy.
Davey Kai. And then in terms of live art, we have Presha and Paula Aloisi, Snowy Owl, who are going to do some live stuff for the evening. Mr. Phil Ray is going to be doing some light bombing.
That's me.
Yeah.
And this is not really a drop-in gathering. You kind of have to go on the website if there's some spots available to come, register or what have you.
Well, the grand opening. Let me just stop you. Sorry. The grand opening is open to anyone.
Okay.
The grand opening of the tea shop. But what we also do is we have a collective of artists, freelance artists that get together every month and we have a party for them. So that's the thing that's an invite only.
Okay, okay.
So yeah, if they want to come to that, then just hit us up at crazyartster@gmail.com.
Crazyartster?
Artster. A-R-T-S-T-E-R. And we'll send them, just let us know if they've been there before. If they haven't, then they probably want to be invited by somebody. But if they've been before, then we'll send them a password and they can come into the party.
That's so.
Yeah.
What, I'd say, what are your tastes in art? That is it reflected in the store? Some of the pieces that can be seen? Is there certain things that you get down with? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I really love street art in particular. All right. Both my partner and I, Noah Moses, he's also a photographer. The two of us really have a really eclectic style.
Mm-hmm.
We love street art, so Elixir. And then we also really like clean line things. So anything that's really crisp and different.
It's
got to be a little bit out there, or else I don't know that we'd be really, kept latching onto it. But we're open to so many things that really it's about the enthusiasm of the artist.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they're really pushing what they're doing and they're really good at what they're doing, they enjoy it. We want to be able to represent them in our space.
So that's good that there's space like that in the city. And also the tea, we're serious that you make it in front of the people. Like there's concoctions and mixtures going on right in front of your eyes.
I can attest.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Son.
Yeah, man.
It's like it's a tea bar, so you can. It's just like if you went to a bar, and they you ordered a martini, we would make a. We'd make your tea in the same way. So we juice all the juice, and then we mix it up with some iced tea, and we shake it all, and we pour it over a glass. Or if you're having something hot, then we try to prepare it traditionally. So we have traditional tea wares from all
steep
over the world.
Steep the tea.
That's right. Steep it.
Is there certain recommendations for certain like remedies for the tea? Like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, absolutely. Like rooibos, if you're suffering from some ailments, maybe you want to just cleanse your liver. You might want to have like our blueberry apple Earl Grey, and that'll sort of clean you out. Or
clean
these teas.
That's very debonair.
It'll help you.
Raspberry, loose leaf raspberry tea. You know what that's good for?
No, can you tell me?
To
it's got. If you're talking about it, it's got to be an aphrodisiac. DJ Face.
Au contraire.
Au contraire, my friend. Let him know.
I'm trying to find the right word. It helps pregnant women go into labor.
Oh, okay.
It induces.
Whoa.
Induces wow. labor.
Wow. That might be a dangerous thing, and that's why we're not going to carry.
No, it's not like when you went, nine-month pregnant ladies come out, you're like, please help me. Please.
One day, and you'll know because of DJ Face how to remedy that situation.
Go to Moja T and
where are you
going to
be tonight, family? Because it's a big Benzo DJ Faze birthday bashment.
Indeed, Cancer birthday bash. Edumacation down at the Drake Underground, 1150 Queen Street West, just west of Dover Courts. It's the monthly Edumacation, but a special edition.
Woo!
Benzo 3 from Bag of Tricks and myself's birthday bash doing it up. It's gonna be crazy off the hook.
Is there line jumpers?
Come early because it's not that big a spot, so it's gonna be off the hook, man. Sirius on the wheels, Circle Research on the wheels. I'm gonna attempt to DJ.
He's gonna be shoulder leaning like Young Dro tonight.
Is there line jumpers? You can jump lines or what?
Yeah, if you got a flyer, you can jump the line.
Nice, yo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What about if you're...
Facebook?
Sure.
Right on.
What about...
if you put that much effort into it, you're getting
What
right
about in. Co-hosts of certain radio shows?
Son.
Co-hosts of certain radio shows. Do they jump lines?
Just roll, man. Just roll. Come on. Just roll.
Yo. Speaking of hookups, right? We had the people call up for the tickets for the Marco Polo Beat Society show with Master A. Strickland. That was Obi. Obi-Wan.
Two tickets.
We've also got two tickets we gave away to the Rogers Pick-A-Lunch. Look into your research if you want to know why I'm not going to say the word picnic on
July 29th down at Old Fort York, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Outdoor all family fun affair. It's all
and that went to Yvette Bernard called up, won two tickets to that. So we got to shout her out. Definitely enjoy yourself at that show. And that's about that, man. I want to thank Sandra so much for coming down. Once again,
thanks,
website?
www.mojateagalley.com and crazyartster@gmail.com.
All right, and you can catch me in my headache state tonight at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street West for Good People Part 2 with Equinox 199, who was just in the spot. Gave us a CD. Afrikaren, Frost will be there. Lady Noise. So you know we're going to brawl with some bouncers. She's my homie. And that's what's up, man. We going to get into my man Sirius because he's been itching to destroy it on the Wheels of Steel. 416-946-7000. Once again, congratulations to the prize winners. Enjoy your shows. And we all like that.
What?
Any shouts, FaZe? Birthday shouts? Birthday shouts?
No, I'm good, man.
All right.
Cool.
See you at the Drake.
Peace.